It's going to be about the biographical journey that I've gone through and describing the biography of Mrs. Penelope Aubyn, who's an author of the very early 18th century and who, up until quite recently, almost no accurate biography existed. So it's a whistle-stop tour of Mrs. Aubyn's life.
Why should people be interested in Mrs. Aubyn?
She's a woman of firsts, actually. She's the first woman known to have addressed the Freemasons at the request of their Grand Master in 1730. She's the first woman that we know who undertook a public oratory in London. And she has a really interesting life of business, of being married to a merchant, of being an author, of having knowledge of pirates and piracy, and all of those things find their way into her novels, and I think until now we've not known anything about it. So she's a fantastically interesting author.
These novels, they're still a good read today?
Some more than others, I would say, yes. The middle novel is called The Life and Amorous Adventures of Lucinda. It's one of my favourites. And The Life and Adventures of the Lady Lucy. They are still really readable. I think some of them, because of the way we read now, probably aren't quite so readable. They're quite long and meant to be read in small bits and sometimes seem a bit repetitive, but they're repeating themselves because you stopped reading, you know, a couple of days ago and you've picked it up and you've started reading again. Or they're meant to be read out loud over a long period of days, and they don't really suit how we read now. So the stories are still great, but perhaps how we read them isn't so good.
But her life and times have certainly kept your attention over the years.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And still, I have a huge to-do list of things that as soon as I get some time, I'll be back in the archives trying to find some more information. I don't think I'll ever get bored of her. I think that's the life of the biographer. The subject lives with you and you just can't wait to find out a bit more.